With me today is Martin and Hugh, looking very similar, so I'm trying to get it right. You've come from Northern Ireland, quite a way. Mm-hmm. But today you're going to be sharing a bit about testimonies, your personal testimony, mm-hmm. and also the work of God that you are doing and where God has led you. Mm-hmm. Tell us where God has led you.
Well, God's led me to prison ministry, a ministry that I wouldn't really have thought I would ever be involved in. It took place in June 2000. The Lord called me to prison ministry, but I've been born again for since 1982. Actually, in 4 days, it'll be 23 years. I gave my life to the Lord, but it was in June 2000 the Lord called me to prison ministry. A supernatural experience at home where, you know, when you have an encounter with God, things change, things don't stay the same. And I wasn't really a person who would have had a lot of grace towards inmates. But the Lord has given me his eyes to see them with and have such a love for them. And I've been blessed to witness God's power in such a powerful way, you know, in the prisons. But it's a long, long story. But this was 5 years ago. Today we're involved with prisons all over the world. We send our literature out. It goes into all the prisons in the British Isles. We have a magazine called Set Free. 2,000 copies get sent every 3 months. The Lord's called me also in the healing ministry as well and called me to pray for the inmates and in the prisons. And we've just witnessed some amazing things with my own eyes. And I thank Revelation TV for the opportunity just to share what God has been doing, because a lot of people aren't aware. You know, God loves these men and women so much, and, you know, there's many barriers in their lives, but, you know, it's all about his grace, his mercy and his love, you know, his wonderful forgiveness. And, you know, regarding, you'll see even have some testimonies with me.
Some testimonies. You've got a huge folder. If we can get a picture, a close-up of this folder, which is just full and full of testimonies. They're all letters written to you, are they?
Yeah, testimonies of healing. A lot of them are through a healing prayer, anointed healing prayer that the Lord gave me 3 years ago. And he told me really to send it into third world prisons where there's no medicine, because, as they tell you, medicine is a white elephant. There's medicine doesn't exist. The only way you'll be treated in a third world prison is if you do have money. They'll take you to a hospital to treat you. But God told me to send a healing prayer out, which is actually in the back of the little book, and we'll mention it later on, about healing. And we've seen all major illnesses healed.
So you go into these prisons and you just say, I'd like to pray with you, or what do do?
This is through correspondence. I would go. I'm involved in McGabry Prison in Northern Ireland. I walk the wings every Friday. I've witnessed God's power firsthand in that prison. I'll give you an example, and hello to all the guys that are watching, the brothers in Christ. And in one house alone, amongst six wings, there's about 120 men. I have personally witnessed 40 miracles of healing. I've seen prison officers healed. One prison officer had a problem with a curvature in his spine for 12 years. And he literally grew an inch in height in front of me. And this was witnessed by other inmates. And he said when he got into his car, he had to adjust his mirror because his height was different.
Wow.
And the chiropractor confirmed his spine was completely straight. You know, it's amazing, because guys in prison, they do bulk training and they do a lot of weights, and a lot of injuries would come from the weights. And I remember one guy, he couldn't walk, he couldn't stand up straight. He actually was doubled over with the pain. And I said, you know, God loves you so much. And I would ask him, what would your reaction be if God was to heal you? Because I asked people straight after. And he couldn't really answer. But this, I prayed for him, and he actually pushed past me. And he fell to the cell floor and started to do press-ups. Now you can imagine the effect that has, you know. And also, it's great that Hugh's here, because of the healing, I pray for people outside of the prison ministry, you know. Hugh has a powerful testimony of healing, if you want to share, Hugh.
Yeah, tell us.
And
he
took us into the prison as well, and shared what happened also. Yeah.
Tell us your testimony, Hugh.
Yeah, well, I've been saved now almost 30 years. I was saved on the 4th of July, 1976. And what happened with my connection, how I got to know Martin, was I knew Martin through church, but how I got to know Martin and involved in the prison ministry was, a number of years ago, I had a very bad fall in work, and had completely dislocated this whole shoulder. And after a couple of years, I changed jobs and the whole thing came back again. And what had happened was the shoulder had collapsed muscle wise and bone wise, and a lump had appeared on the top of it, a lump about the size of a grape, probably about that size. And there was lots of things going on in my life at that time, because this job, I needed to be able to lift things. So really down the line, I was going to lose my job because of the injury. So what happened was, Martin met me in church one Sunday morning. We're going to church, and he says, "Hugh, your arm's really bad." I says, "Yeah, I've only got 30% movement in it." And he says, "Look, I'll pray for you after church." Well, I have to be honest with you, Lynn, and say I wasn't in the frame of mind to be prayed for. There was so much going on in my life at that particular time that, honestly, after church, I tried to avoid Martin going home. You know, but Martin has this knack of sort of sourcing you out and finding you. So he met me anyway after church, and we went into a small classroom, and we sat down, and Martin prayed the simplest prayer, I believe the same prayer that's in the booklet, and he would use in the ministry. And halfway through, when Martin was praying, he says, "The lump has gone. It's disappeared. The lump's away." And I says, "Martin, keep praying. Just keep praying." And after we'd stopped praying, after Martin had stopped praying, he says, "Look," he says, "Hugh, stand up. You know, move your arm. Do something." And I was able to move this arm wherever I wanted to put it. The whole thing was completely healed. God had completely healed the whole thing, which meant that, you know, bones had to realign themselves, because the x-rays in the hospital showed that the bones were all out of shape and that there was muscle torn away. So that all had to be put right, and that was all put right in an instant, wow. You know, just by the grace of God, you know. So, but not only did that, was it a tremendous healing, you know, of my shoulder, but it safeguarded my job. It took all that pressure away, you know, from the whole family of losing the whole job. So that was really, I mean, you could talk for so long about all this shoulder, but that was really it in a nutshell. And then, you know, Martin had said to me, "Look, you know, when God does something like that in your life, you can't help but talk about it. You have to go and tell, you know." And I was just an ordinary guy, you know, and these guys, a lot of these guys in prison and in the ministry are just ordinary guys, you know. So Martin says, "Look, you have to come in and the McGarvey, and you have to come onto the wings with me, and you have to tell your story of what happened." So I've been in, I think, 4 or 5 times now, and it's been absolutely fantastic. Completely changes your life, you know. Yeah.
Because you know, again, I think what it is, a lot of people would throw questions at you regarding prison ministry, you know, regarding prisoners, and you know, that they think, they seem to use it as a sort of a ticket to get out, you know, they become a Christian. Well, I tell people, when God's serious, you know, especially I've witnessed, I mean, 40 miracles of healing, God's serious, and, you know, God's raising up men and women in prison today, anointed men and women, and I'm involved with people, I'm involved with 40 other ministries all over the world, and pastors, evangelists. The ministry's spreading actually outside the prison walls. It's going into suburbs and villages in Zambia and in Thailand, but again, it's all about salvation, Elena, you know, because, you know, but God is demonstrating his power and his love, you know. I think, and it's Apostle Peter in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 20, he says that, you know, "I can't but speak of what I've seen and what I've heard." And the Lord tells me, "Martin, tell," and we get the literature, the testimony, CDs, and we send it out. And I remember one time in Thailand, a brother called Myung Summit from Burma wrote to me. And so many sick, I mean, in the prison, and their buildings in there, up to 500 or 600 men. And the Lord said, "Martin, write back and tell them to gather them around, have a special healing service." And he did that. He wrote back to me, and he said, "Martin, thank you for your advice." He sent me a letter. It's actually in a little book, which we'll talk about in a minute. He said it was like Christ was physically there. Every single inmate was healed. Not one or two. Every one of them. Yeah. And this week alone, before I came yesterday, I got 3 testimonies from Thailand. Again, through the healing prayer, and God, through the healing prayer, I mean, it's an anointed healing prayer. So many, many, as I say, with TB, cholera, malaria, I have all these testimonies. Romans 1:16 is a part of God unto salvation. See, God is saving people through the miracles. And in prison, you know, God moves in the darkest places. Mm. You know, Nicky Cruz once said that, you know, God moves in the darkest places. But I would rather see one soul saved and 100 physically healed, because it's all about, you know. Mm-hmm. But just the book, and if anybody, you know, who's watching is interested in receiving a copy of this book, it's called Nothing Is Impossible. We can contact either Revelation or myself. And actually, I would like to read a testimony.
Yeah.
This is through the healing prayer. This is through a brother called Kebby Mubamba. Kebby was in Lusaka Central Prison, and I sent the healing prayer. I told him to go into the cells and pray it. over guys, and this is his exact letter. I haven't altered it in any way. And it says, "Brother, you mentioned that the healing prayer was given to you by the Lord directly. What exactly happened? Was it in a dream or a vision? At this point, I wish to share a very beautiful testimony of a young inmate who had been blind for almost 2 years. This happened a few days after I posted the other three testimonies. This was on the 7th of February, 2005. It was believed that this young man was bewitched by the person from whom he stole property and money. While here in prison, some people tried to pray for him using false doctrines where they could buy some milk and wash his eyes, but this did not work at all. He remained completely blind. On the 6th of February 2005, he was led to me by somebody. I was surprised at the question he posed to me. He asked, 'Have you failed to heal me?' Then I said, 'I have never healed somebody, it's the Lord who heals.' Then he went on to say that he had seen a vision and the Lord was going to discharge him from prison the following day. Then I immediately made an arrangement to pray for him the following day, which was the 7th of February 2005. Then that day we took him to a cell where me and a brother in Christ prayed the healing prayer. As we were praying, we noticed some tears coming out from his eyes and realized that the Lord had healed him. We asked him if he could see anything, and he said he could see. A few seconds later, his eyes opened and his sight was restored. About 5 minutes later, news of this miraculous sign filled the whole prison, and a crowd of inmates came in the doorway to see what had happened. The young man had, by this time, been fully healed and was in such a perplexed state that he seemed frightened of everyone who came to greet him. I can assure you, brother, I have never seen the Lord manifest his power the way he did. News of this miracle has spread to all the nearby suburbs and townships, and a few days ago this was aired on the radio." And we're actually going to be getting a video camera out to get the testimonies. There's that many testimonies through the healing prayer, which is in the back of this book, which contains 42 testimonies. And I believe later on we'll get a chance to pray for people. And yeah, I believe God will heal people this morning, because I've seen it so many times. And I'm only a vessel, you know, but the prison ministry, it's not always easy. You know, it's hard to have a young family as well. Margaret, a wife, and Hannah, 8-year-old daughter, and Laura, 13 months old. And, you know, it can be hard, but many times I wanted to give up. But, you know, the Lord just, he strengthens me. And I have such a love for these guys. And on the wings, you can sense it too, yeah, isn't it? I mean, we were in recently just playing football, yeah, a five-a-side tournament, yeah, in the prison. I've baptized guys in the prison in a bath. And on the wings, and the prison officer said they'd never seen anything like it.
Amazing.
You know, amazing things. I mean, one miracle took place, water was turned into wine in a prison cell.
Wow.
And you don't hear that every day. That happened. You know, that happened. And I think in the book of Acts, I love the book of Acts, because the Lord spoke to me and started to give me a burden to pray for the sick. And I'm just a normal guy, an ordinary guy, but I serve an extraordinary God. You know, and as I say, when you have an encounter with God, that night that the Lord spoke to me, my life changed, because he placed such a love. It was like an operation was performed on me. I love them so much. And I'm involved with guys, you know, who are in for serious crimes. But I have witnessed in my own eyes God's love, you know. I mean, only every week we receive testimonies of healing every single week. That's only a small amount, you know, and we're getting them sent. I had one woman was healed from cancer this week. Another, I heard from a doctor in Zambia whose mother was healed through, she was 200 miles away from her son, and he was a doctor and he was distressed, and he prayed the healing prayer over the phone to her. His mother was healed. Mm-hmm. A doctor. That prayer is in hospitals in Zambia. It's in airports, it's in bus terminals. The Holy Spirit is guiding people. And obviously it's spreading out, you know, as well, you know. But I'm involved through correspondence with other, it's a letter writing ministry. You know, as well.
These testimonies are obviously really powerful,
because
they just prove that there is a God and that God still does, yeah, the miraculous today. Because
right,
a lot of people think, no, it just happened when Jesus was around,
that's
and
right,
then that's
know,
it in the first,
yeah,
church. But
right,
it's evidence that God is still moving. Yeah. And in fact, I've done testimony times with a few people, Steve Cattell and mm-hmm, Paul, and George has been on, and
yes,
Isaiah Raymond from Raymond & Co. These are all people that got saved mm-hmm in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And these testimonies have now been put on like DVDs and sent around the prisons.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard such amazing feedback that mm-hmm the testimonies that people are saying on Revelation,
yeah,
TV are getting around,
mm-hmm,
and people are giving their lives through what God's done in other people's life.
Yeah. And it's, I think too that you know, some of the guys have got barriers in their life, and you know, they struggle with forgiveness and that. And I mean, when I sit there, I'm representing Christ, I'm an ambassador, mm-hmm, it's a reflection of Christ, and they feel, one inmate said to me one time, "Martin, every time you pray for me, I feel something happening." And you know, he doesn't understand, but it's the Holy Spirit is experiencing. And I mean, I and every Friday I actually work full time as well. The Lord is, I'm still okay. in full time employment, and it's a miracle that I can do all I can do, you know. Mm. But God gets all the glory. It's all about Him. Mm. It's all about. It's not about you. It's not about me. Mm. And I mean, the big people watching this morning have problems in their physical bodies. I believe mm. very strongly. God will touch them, heal them. I see it so many times. And why do I talk about it? Because I see it, you know.
And you'd mm-hmm. like to, you're available to pray for people now. We're going to open up the phone lines, in fact.
Yes.
0276314446. We've got less than 10 minutes. If that's laid on your heart and you just want to give us a call, yeah. And Martin will be more than happy to pray with you. Not for you, I often say, because we do mission and we always say, you're not going to pray for you, it's with you, and it's in agreement and it's their faith as well, isn't it? But you've mentioned this healing prayer quite a few times.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is this healing prayer?
It's healing, actually, I got this healing prayer through. I received a letter from Thailand from an inmate called Bongakila Nakala, and she talked about the sickness and illness in the prison, that there was no sign of God's power there. Close friends were dying. And the Lord, I felt really depressed because the Lord had called me to pray for the sick, and I've seen it with my own eyes. But He took me to the computer and He gave me this prayer. And the prayer basically is just what He has spoken to me about sickness and illness. It's got scriptures. Psalm 103:3, which, you know, everybody knows, He forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Mm. John 14:12-14, incorporated in the prayer. Really, if we ask Him in Jesus' name, you know, the Father may be glorified through the Son, He will do it. Mm. And then Acts 4:30, by stretching forth in hand to heal, and then thanking God for healing people. Mm. And I mean, the testimonies are amazing. This contains a lot of the testimonies. A lot of people have prayed for over the phone. Have been healed as well. One family in England, there were four people healed in the one family. Different problems, you know. But it's amazing, and people need to know. Mm-hmm. Don't hear a lot about healing, but especially in the prison, you know.
Yeah, I think the problem is that, you know, we have preconceived ideas of what prison should be, and we have ideas of what prisoners should be like and how they should be treated. And you can't generate that love yourself for these people. You know, God gives you that love, you know, for them. And every time we go in, something happens.
Yeah.
You know, the last time we went in, as Martin said a while ago, there was just to play some football with him and interact. And a guy came to me and he mentioned my name. And I said, yeah. He says, I haven't seen you for almost 30 years. He actually lived where I was brought up, and he remembered me from that whole time. And I was able to sit down for half an hour and talk with that guy. And, you know, And just interact with him and just see where he's at and what's happening in his life at the particular time. And it was fantastic. And those appointments are not something that you can work up yourself. That's God. Mm-hmm. God does that.
We've got Violet on the line. Violet, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Violet. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Violet.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you.
I think you've got your TV on. And if so, you just need to mute that so we can hear you and you can hear us without a delay.
Okay.
If you just mute that for us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, did you have a question or a comment or a prayer request?
I've got a prayer request.
Okay, speak to Martin. Martin, if you just look at him.
Yes, Violet.
Yes, good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Violet. God bless you.
I would like you to pray for me because I'm in such severe pain in my left hip. I'm also developing cancer of the left breast.
Uh-huh.
And I've had an operation on this, my right hip, sorry. Mm-hmm. I've had an operation on this hip and it hasn't been successful.
Yes.
And at the moment I could hardly walk.
Yeah,
it is so painful every step I take.
Yeah, you're in pain now, Violet?
It's excruciating.
Well, Violet, will you put your hand on the side of your hip, please?
Yes.
I'm going to pray for you now, Violet, okay?
Yes, you pray for my breast as well, please.
I will indeed. Heavenly Father, I just lift up Violet to you. Father God, I thank you that your healing power is not diminished in any way, for you are indeed the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Father God, you have given authority unto your children, Lord, authority over healing, Father God, and it's with that authority, kingdom authority, I come. Father God, as Violet just touches her side now, I pray for her hip, I pray for her breast. And in the name of Jesus Christ and faith in that name, Father God, I pray for your healing power and virtue to flow into her body. Lord, I pray for the pain to go. Father, that your name would be glorified, that this would be a testimony unto you. Father God, not through anything that I have done, or anything that we have done, but through what you have done on Calvary, by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, I pray you'll touch her now, Lord. Touch her from the very top of her head to the very soles of her feet. We'll give you all of the glory. We'll give you all of the honor, for you alone are worthy. And it's in your name and for your glory I ask this. Amen. Violet,
thank you. Yes.
How does your hip feel now?
It just feels warm. It feels warm.
Praise God. Is the pain still there?
Yes, but not as bad as it was.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's touched you, Violet.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God bless you, Martin.
God bless, Violet.
Thank you, Violet.
Praise God.
Martin, when people get prayer, and a lot of people often come forward for prayer, and sometimes God doesn't do it right then and there, like the beggar who had to go and wash his eyes, things like that. What's the step now? Say someone's been prayed for, but that step they need to take, is it a step of faith and just thank God for their healing? Or what do
I
they
think
do?
What I've seen, the Lord started to put in my mind to ask you her. I asked Violet straight after, and God's touched her. Straight after, I've seen so many go. What I always put up my mind to ask people straight after. A lot of these guys I pray for, Elena, they're not Christians. But it's gradual. Sometimes it's gradual. Sometimes it could be hours. Sometimes it could be a day. There's people over 7-8 months have been healed. Mm. But you don't have to have a lot of faith. The person I've prayed for, that means they're not Christians. They're still not Christians. But God has healed them. Mm. And I'm talking amazing testimonies. Guys who are crippled, couldn't walk. And I stand in complete awe of God, you know, because I drive 35 miles home from the prison, and I don't know how I got home, but the Lord's got me home. I'm just completely, and it's just burst within, you know. No, healing takes place. I can't answer all the questions regarding healing. Mm. All I know is too much on the negative. Let's concentrate on the positive and what God is doing. Mm. I'm just, you know, so blessed to see God's power, you know. And as I say, you know, the details I think will be coming up there on the screen about anybody wants to contact the ministry. We've got a website with testimonies of healing, with the healing prayer. Okay. People can download it. And but I mean, it's all about God, and he loves these men so much and these women so much.
Okay. Elena. Well, we've got Nina on the line. Nina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Nina. Did you have a question, comment, or prayer request?
Yes, I did, actually. My husband, he received a major operation for carcinoid syndrome in his left lung.
Right.
And they removed half the lung, but he's had horrendous infection in the wound.
Yes.
And he's really been very, very low. So I would really, really appreciate a prayer. We are a Christian family.
What's your husband's name?
Alec MacDonald.
Alec? Alec. Can we pray for Alec?
Yeah, please, Martin. Yeah.
Heavenly Father, just lift up Alec before your throne, Lord. And Father God, I thank you again, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, just to pray for him. Lord, I pray wherever he is now, you will touch him. Lord, I pray for this wound, Lord, to be healed, for your name to be glorified, for this testimony to be, for your name to be glorified through this testimony. And Father God, I pray now for your healing power and virtue just to touch him. Again, Father God, not through anything that I have done, but through what you've done on Calvary. And Lord, I just thank you in advance for touching him and healing him. I'll give you all the glory and give you all the praise, for you alone are worthy. I commit him to you now, Lord, and I pray you'll stretch forth your hand, a healing hand, and touch him. In your name I ask this. Amen.
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 Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Nina.
God bless you. We've got about less than a minute now.
Right.
Is there anything that you just want to leave with our viewers, or a message, anything on your heart that you want to share?
Yeah, just really regarding inmates in general and prison ministry, you know, it's always bad news, Elena. When you see the prison on television, it's bad news. But I want to just say in closing that there's a mighty outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. That's where you'll see God move today in the prison, within the prison walls. And when you do see prison on the television, just think about what I've said, because, again, it's all about him. And there's positive things happening, and it's God that's actually moving, like never before.
And Hugh, anything you want to say before we close this part?
Yeah, just what I said before about people's ideas of what prison should be. But really, you know, these are people who need God, and it's as simple as that and as straightforward as that. And what we try to do, and especially what Martin tried to do, we try to take the Lord Jesus into prison. And it's as simple as that, really.
Okay, well, thank you both for coming on and sharing these testimonies. God is obviously doing something amazing. Stay tuned. We're going to be going to a music track.